USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden today joined a commemoration of the 9/11 terrorist attacks at Ground Zero in Lower Manhattan. Former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton and former First Ladies Michelle Obama and Hillary Clinton were also at the ceremony, and former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Fox News National Security Correspondent Jennifer Griffin gives her thoughts following the Pentagon memorial service.
Listening to General Keane, I have to agree with him that there is no person who works in the building behind me who is part of the U.S. military who believes that the war against terrorism is over. You heard General Milley speak about the radical ideologies, the hateful ideologies that led to the 9/11 attacks.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the 9/11 terrorists failed to shake our belief in freedom and democracy.
On a crystal clear morning, terrorists attacked the United States with the simple goal of killing or maiming as many human beings as possible. And by inflicting such bloodshed in the world's greatest democracy, they tried to destroy the faith of free peoples everywhere, in the open societies which terrorists despise and which we cherish.
As America marks the anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks 20 years ago, more terror is likely to come out of Afghanistan. Following President Biden's actions, there are obvious concerns history will repeat itself. A report from the American Center for Law and Justice confirms that Mark Milley, Biden's Joint Chiefs Chairman, has acknowledged those concerns. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
CBS News delivers the report of the Pentagon being hit in 2001.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. We're looking at a live picture from Washington, and there is smoke pouring out of the Pentagon. It would appear that there has been another major explosion, this one in the nation's capital. You are looking at a scene of apparent blast aftermath. There is smoke in the air over the Pentagon. We don't know whether this is the result of a bomb or whether it is yet another aircraft that has targeted a symbol of the United States power, but there is smoke pouring out of the Pentagon. This is coming at 9:43 Eastern Time. The president right now is on his way back from Florida. He had gone there for an educational event. In a brief remarks, he said this was an apparent terrorist attack on our country. We do have a couple of reports, one from AP, one from Reuters, reporting that an American Airlines plane was hijacked, that a United Airlines plane was hijacked, supposedly one of those two planes hijacked out of Boston. At this point, the Pentagon, the White House, the Capitol, and the Treasury have been evacuated in Washington. In New York, all airports, tunnels, and bridges have been closed, and in Chicago, the Sears Tower has been evacuated.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.